DeKalb County Interim Superintendent Michael Thurman's budget proposal projects a $12 million surplus. Mark Elgart is the head of the district's accrediting agency. After giving the commencement address to Druid Hills High School last week, Elgart said the district is discovering some of the failures of its past financial management.
Time will tell whether there's accuracy in their assessment of what they have, but more importantly, how are they going to use it to help students?
Thurman says the surplus is partly due to a big reduction in legal fees, but he says he's not counting his chickens.
It's called a surplus, yes, but in my mind, technically speaking, we won't have a surplus until we have a rainy day fund of about $50 million. The good news, though, is that we will have money in the next fiscal year to invest in academic achievement and career readiness.
Thurman wants to use some of the money to eliminate a teacher furlough day. The district is trying to regain full accreditation after being placed on probation in December. Martha Dalton, WABE News.